feeling like I'm gonna have a good day. Well, well, well.
Are you screaming?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that sound loud to you?
My ears.
Okay, let me try.
Blown away.
Okay, let me try that again. Well, well, well. Was that more reasonable?
Much better, much better. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Sorry to blast your eardrums and your eardrums. You listening. Welcome to a Thursday, Friday Junior, we call her around here. Don't get it twisted. The date is June 26th, 2025. Hello,
Kira,
Logan.
Kira, I have to talk to you about something right
What's
away.
What's up, Logan?
Watermelon. You like it and you love it, I have to assume.
But of course.
You want some more of it. Now let's talk about salt on watermelon.
Here for it.
You are.
So very here for
where,
it.
Where the you know what has this been my whole life?
Oh my God, it's delicious. It's the sweet and salty combo we have all been craving.
No one has brought this up in my life. I don't know. I must have seen a video because Missy chopped up, shout out to my wife, chopping up watermelon.
That's labor.
Yeah.
That's manual really labor. Is. You treat her with respect.
No doubt. And I go up there and, you know, I've never done the salt on watermelon thing, but as if I do it all the time, I grab the piece, I grab my pink Himalayan sea salt, shake, shake.
Mm.
My wife's like, that's a lot. I was like, well, whatever. Let's keep cutting. And
Don't worry about my arteries.
I took a bite and was like, what the? This is the juiciest, sweetest, best watermelon I've ever had in my life. And I do salt on the cucumbers.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people are doing the salty watermelons.
Oh, you gotta be. Yeah, it really enhances that watermelon flavor.
I just
learned
it.
It really does.
I just learned it on the internet, like last week.
Don't you love the internet?
Well, I'm just angry that nobody has presented. I've been to my fair share of cookouts.
Yeah.
From birth to
near present
age 30.
Yeah.
And no one has been like, I have a suggestion for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let me be the voice of reason to you listening. If you have never done salty watermelon, do it. You will not regret it, I promise you.
100%. And you know what I had that showed me that it was a great combo was a watermelon margarita with the salty rim. You know, so I was like, oh, these two flavors are really good together. And then the next time I had watermelon, I remembered that beverage and said, oh, let's recreate that minus the booze.
Yeah, if you don't think it's good or don't know why, I did look it up. Salt actually activates your salivary glands, which makes the watermelon taste juicier and sweeter.
Mm.
There's science behind this.
Oh my God, the drool is unmanageable. Nom, nom, nom. All right, let's talk about Karen Reed next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan just shared a little tidbit of knowledge with me that I found kind of interesting, that they're casting the new, you know, the next season of Dancing with the Stars, and they are considering having Karen Reed be one of the contestants.
Rumors are swirling about it, and people are really split. You know, some people are like, heck yeah, let's see her. Why not? She's a character.
Mm.
And some people are like, well, she was also on trial for murder, which she was found not guilty.
Right.
But some people are having an issue with it, regardless of the verdict. Now, this isn't the first time that Dancing with the Stars has tapped into some criminal behavior. Back in 2024, so just last year, Anna Delvey was one of the contestants, and she quite literally wore an ankle monitor while she was dancing. Remember that? I don't remember who it was. I didn't know anything about her, but I do remember last year being a big scandal. People were like, wait,
she's
that's
dancing.
An ankle monitor.
She's dancing with
it's
an ankle monitor.
It's bedazzled, but there's an ankle monitor on
right.
her.
Right, it was bedazzled. I mean, the network just wants ratings, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. How do you feel about it?
You know, I should have known that you were going to ask me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you not prepared?
No. I guess I don't necessarily... I don't care about it. Like, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she did get arrested with an OUI, so I am wondering if she will also have an ankle monitor or what kind of...
And if she will bedazzle it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that she is... This is crazy. I think she's loved around here. I think people see her as a celeb.
I don't know about loved, but the people are intrigued, infatuated, obsessed with the case itself.
Sure, maybe obsessed is better than loved, because you can love, you can be obsessed with something that you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. As someone who I didn't follow, you know, the I know about the case, obviously, but at a very high level, right? I haven't consumed any of the content around it with the documentaries or anything like that. But, I mean, she is one of the most culturally relevant people in this moment right now in the country, not just in New England, but in the entire country. This was a nationwide known case. And from ABC, the network's perspective, they just want eyeballs. And I, as someone who doesn't even really know that much about the case, I want to see if Karen Reed has rhythm. I want to see this girl try to salsa.
You do?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would watch that. I would want to see it.
Yeah. So, all right, your turn. You listening.
Do you think that it's okay if Karen Reed is a contestant on Dancing with the Stars? Or do you think because of her, you know, alleged criminal activity, we know she was found not guilty.
Right.
Do you think it's disrespectful? Because, I mean, the family of the man who passed away, right? Like, that's a factor.
Police officer. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a factor, too. Is it disrespectful in some way?
Regardless of the verdict, to give someone affiliated with such a heinous crime, to give them the spotlight.
Right, exactly. 603-749-0975. Logan and I are very curious to know what you think. We'd love to talk to someone who is really, you know, invested in the trial and knows all the nitty-gritty.
Sure.
Because neither of us are. 603-749-0975. Curious to know what you think about Karen Reed being a potential contestant on Dancing with the Stars. Are you for it? Are you against it? Or do you really not care? 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are hearing rumblings that Karen Reed might be a contestant on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. We want to know how you feel about that. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Renee. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning yourself. So what do you think about Karen Reed potentially being on Dancing with the Stars?
I think it's hysterical and I think it's epic all at the same time.
So you're here for it.
I'm here for it. So I got into the Karen Reed trial back on the first trial. I've watched both trials on Court TV, like followed the whole thing.
Okay.
And honestly, she was, you know, she's acquitted, you know, I mean, she's found not guilty. Looking at the evidence, because I've seen it twice, there's no evidence to show that John O'Keefe was hit by a car. I think there is a big cover-up going on. And while I am super, super sad for his family for never knowing the real truth, on the flip side, her life has been ruined. Like, she had to sell her house. Like, she has no money. So if she can go on Dancing with the Stars and make some money to try and have a life, she, like, has no job, all of the things. Like, so I just feel as though they've had other people on there. And honestly, I don't watch a ton of Dancing with the Stars. I watched a few seasons with people from The Bachelor just because I love bad TV. I've watched like for a couple of people that I've seen on The Bachelor and I like there, but not for nothing. Sometimes they have people that are just older and can't even really dance. And if I'm watching Dancing with the Stars, I want to see them compete and I want to see them be good. And I don't know if Karen Reed has a rhythm, but to me, she probably has enough stamina to be better than some of the people they've had that are like 70. So I'm just here for it. I think that, you know, she's had a lot of bad things, and if she has a chance to make something good out of a very tragic situation, I'm here for the positivity. I mean, I'm not going to say I think Karen Reed's a great person. I mean,
right.
She did a lot of trashy things, so I'm not condoning anything.
Right.
But I do think that her life has been turned upside down. And like I said, she's basically, you know, hurting for money and all this stuff. And honestly, the crazy following that was outside the courthouse and cheering like someone won the Super Bowl when she was found not guilty, I think she would actually do well on Dancing with the Stars, because I think she has a following that no one could have anticipated.
She is very culturally relevant right now, and she'd bring in the ratings, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Oh yeah, I mean, how many reality TV stars have been on there, you know, just for the controversial? I mean, even like you said, Anna Delvey, I mean, I didn't really love her, but I've seen her like, you know, Netflix documentary special or whatever. And I mean, I knew who she was. So it's just like you bring in the controversy and, you know, I mean, ratings, you know, I mean, it gets Dancing with the Stars name out there. So, I mean, they've been a lot of seasons. I think they're having a harder time. So especially with her following. I think this would be a good, smart move for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking the time, Renee. It's good to talk to someone who is invested in the case.
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed how much I followed it, but this is something that I could, like, I'm like, I know this, I can help. So I figured
I can help. I love it. Thank you, Renee. Good to hear from you. Enjoy the day and stay cool.
Later, girl.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
All right, still taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, Q.
Based on your earnings and risk factors available in select states. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earning.com for full details.
WOKQ, Dover, Portsmouth, Rochester.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. And yes, my friend, it is time for you to win a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion in Guilford, New Hampshire. The number you must call, if you don't have it saved in your phone already. I mean, I really thought we were on that level by now, but I shall not hold a grudge. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Katie. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's not really about us, though. It's your show, Katie. What's the day about?
Winning tickets to see Old Dominion.
The whole day.
The whole day's about
right
it.
Now.
It's good. We like that energy. Have you played before?
I did. I played a couple months ago.
All right. So you know what to do.
I do.
Get to it, sister.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Kira. Gotta go.
Oh, don't be sorry. We literally told you to. Okay. Bye. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Katie, she's walking out. Let's do this thing. Question one, are you ready?
Yes.
This artist played Glinda in the movie Wicked. She also has number one hit songs like Thank You, Next, Seven Rings, Positions, Stuck With You. Who is it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a tough one.
Oh, and it's Ariana Grande.
Okay, question number two. Tobey Maguire plays the original Who or What superhero in 2002. Is it Spider-Man, Mr. Incredible, or Robin from Batman and Robin?
2002.
Yeah, any guesses, Katie?
Spider-Man.
Question three. NFL analyst and NFL star Michael Vick has had many scandals in his NFL career, but his biggest was his arrest for pushing his own mother off of a bridge, selling international snakes in the United States, or operating illegal dogfights.
Operating illegal dog fight.
All right, Kira's coming back in. Hold on, Katie.
Okay.
How you feeling about your round?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Good.
All right. We shall see how Kira feels. Okay. Kira.
Katie. Logie.
Yeah.
I know, I haven't said that in a while. It felt playful.
Well.
He didn't like it. Okay.
I don't know if I'm in a playful mood.
Ooh.
Question one for you. This artist played Glinda in the movie Wicked. She also has number one hit songs like Thank You, Next, Seven Rings, Positions. Who is it?
Ariana Grande.
Zero hesitation from Kira. Great job. Yeah. Kira won. Katie won. Katie got that right also.
Good.
Question two. Tobey Maguire plays the original Who or What superhero in 2002. Is it Spider-Man, Mr. Incredible, or Robin?
Spider-Man.
Is correct.
Final answer.
You got it right. Katie also got there.
Good.
2-2. And question three. NFL star and analyst Michael Vick has had many scandals in his NFL career, but his biggest was his arrest for pushing his own mother off of a bridge, selling international snakes in the United States, or operating illegal dogfights.
Michael Vick is the person?
Correct.
I don't think he pushed his mom off a bridge. I probably would have heard about that. The snake seems a little... I'm going to do the dog fight seems weird, too. I'm going to say the snakes.
The snakes, says Kira. Operating illegal dog fights.
Oh, man.
Was the answer. That's what we were looking for. And Katie got that right as well. So 3 for Katie, 2 for Kira. Kira, hit the phrase of shame.
I'll say it. My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't beat Katie. So, Katie, that means you're going to see Old Dominion.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I can't believe I beat you, because you're good.
Well, thank you.
And I can't believe I'm going. I've been dying to see them.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Yes, we are. And 36-year-old Justin from Merrimack, New Hampshire, joins us on the show today. What inspired you to run the length of New Hampshire from north to south, 190 miles, and you did it in less than 5 days?
Yes.
So first of all, congratulations. That is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Logan and I are in the presence of absolute running royalty. We're not worthy. So let's get that out of the way. But what inspired you to do something like this?
So great question. So one of my teammates, Brandon, he texted me last year and he's like, hey, let's do a crazy race in New Hampshire. Let's run like the AP side of the New Hampshire into Maine. And I said, all right. I was like, but what about the whole state? Because like, I can't navigate. I was like, let's run the length of New Hampshire. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So I put it on Facebook and I was like, does anyone have any good running paths for like, you know, New Hampshire the whole length? And coincidentally, the president of one of the run clubs I'm in was like, hey, we had a guy that actually did that years ago. So I talked to him and, you know, I looked up FTK, fastest known time, is like where all the records are. He did it in 8 days. He did a marathon a day. So I said, hey, I think I could beat that. And I said, you know, so I was like, I know we can do some crazy stuff. So I just came up with the idea of like, hey, I have a goal in mind to beat 8 days. I said, these people did it before me. I kind of talked to them about the route, like Dave. And I said, hey, you know, I think that's doable. And that's how it all came about.
How do you get your legs to cooperate?
So ice baths. They call it leg drains, where you're like, I slept with my legs up on against the wall.
Oh my God, like a bat.
Yeah, it was like pretty like unique. And they'd have to tape the bottom of my feet with breakaway ice packs because it was so bruised. The recovery, there wasn't really much because day one, you're all amped up. We couldn't fall back asleep, so I woke the crew up at 2:30 in the morning. I said, let's go bang out 45 today, feeling good.
You're an animal.
And then day three was actually the hardest because, you know, the heat was so bad. Before this heat wave, it was the hottest day of the year. And I actually ran right into urgent care because, like, I could just tell something was off. So we hit 47 miles, and they were like, hey, your blood pressure is, like, really high. So they gave me an IV. They said I had, you know, was low on glucose. They did that test. I asked them if I could go back out and get the 50 because we were at 47. They advised against it.
They're like, I wouldn't.
So,
and there was a charitable component to this as well, right?
I didn't want to make it about me. So we attached the Heather Abbott Foundation to it. And I said, hey, amazing charity. Let's get them involved. They're from Boston. Kind of similar story, right? Like you're giving people a second chance to move again. That's what happened in my case. And then, you know, I ran for them in the Boston Marathon and like, it was just magnificent. They flew amputees in. So we got to hear their stories. I still talk to everyone that I met that day, like all the amputees on Facebook. And like, just seeing like how they brought their families together and stuff is just like, I still think about that feeling. It gives me goosebumps, like hearing their stories and their recovery. So I was like, that's the charity we're picking to attach to this.
Heck yeah.
So obviously, you might take like, you know, a few days off running and rest that body of yours. But do you, now that you accomplished this, what's next?
I did a race actually the next day with my daughter, 5K.
You're sick.
You're a sicko.
Sick human, you know that?
A certified sicko.
So it was, you know, I didn't know she was going to push the pace as hard as she did. She's five. And like, so shout out to her. She did win her age group. The last mile, she like went all out and I'm looking down at my watch and it was like, you know, a 9:36. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's your daughter.
Yeah. So it was hard, man. That was the toughest day. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone is nervous what we're going to come up with next.
Yeah, because clearly you're not done.
Yeah.
Like, clearly.
You have an addiction. A good addiction, but an addiction nonetheless.
Next thing you do, you let us know. We want to be involved.
Sure. Sounds good.
Well, thanks for controversial debate that is very relevant right now because it is summertime. And we decided to welcome in the tribe to see where they all stand. So let's play their theme song.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
Logan and I are definitely on opposite sides of this.
Okay.
So with fireworks, what do you like in the background? Do you like silence, like you just want to hear the booms and the cracks and the snap or in the crackles? Or do you like to have like a playlist while fireworks play. What are your thoughts, Rachel?
I've never thought about it before, but I definitely prefer the playlist, especially for 4th of July. We should be cranking up some patriotic music. Mm-hmm. It should be all about the encompassing the whole celebration. But I guess, like, if someone's just, you know, shooting a couple fireworks here and there off their dock, then, like, please don't blast your music. So, like, if it's a big to-do, play the music. If it's, like, a couple drunk guys that are like, oh, look what I found in my basement. Let's set these off. I really don't want to hear whatever trash music you're listening to.
Go ahead, Lydia. I think I know what side you're on.
I'm on the no music side.
Pop off, girl. Why?
Because the fireworks are, like, that's the main focal point. Like, I don't need it to be crowded by music. And also, let's talk about, like, beats lining up. Like, unless you are going to curate that... I was going to say a bad word, but I didn't.
But I didn't.
But unless you are going to curate like a firework timed like musical experience, I don't want to anything to do with music. And also the finale, like I don't want that to be crowded by music. That's like the beat itself is the fireworks. Yes, Logan.
100% I'm in agreement with that, Lydia. And obviously, Logan, you agree with that, too.
Wholeheartedly.
No music. It's all about that bangs and the... that, what's that, sizzle, like...
It's the best one?
Yeah, I agree.
The willow tree.
The
willow tree. I'm popping in, because to Lydia's point, the willow tree firework...
One's pretty.
It's a very fake...
Yeah.
Sizzle on the way down. And if you got... God bless the USA in the background, like, taken away. People can be talking during a fireworks show, and I will say, hey, it's 10 minutes. Shush. Let me hear.
Silence.
Let me soak this up. It's like, it's audio, it's visual. You can feel the pop. You can feel the heat sometimes. Don't ruin 10 minutes of fireworks with talking and music. You can do that anytime.
To Logan's point, though... people are, they want to talk and like narrate and be like, oh, these ones are my favorites. Oh, I love the lightning one or whatever it is. And I'm like, I would rather hear a nice playlist, not overpowering. I still want to hear the sounds. It's very loud. So you are going to hear it even if you play music at the same time. I feel like it enhances the experience and makes people feel like they don't have to talk. Because it does annoy me when people are narrating each one. Don't need it.
Pardon me. I've never really experienced people narrating, but what I do love is...
I have.
Right?
Yeah, no, and it's like, I get it. You like the whistling one.
But we all do. Shut your pie hole.
Okay. But I like when I hear people go, ooh. I love that. That's the soundtrack.
Let Katy Perry sing Firework. That's better than your oohs and your ahs.
You're going to get 20 drunk guys singing Katy Perry's Firework if that's in the background of fireworks.
It's fine.
That's even that makes it all the better.
No,
because now they're adding to my show.
No. Yeah. They're screaming the drunk lyrics to fireworks in the plastic bag in the wind. You're like, shut up and let me watch my willow trees.
And your attention is taken off of what is meant to be the main focal point of the night.
If I don't hear Lee Greenwood at some point over my fireworks, I'm like, I'm not even feeling emotional right now.
Did it even happen? Exactly. Does it even count?
Logan and Lydia, we don't go to see fireworks with these two. We go just the three of us because they'll ruin our time.
And Rachel,
God bless the USA.
We definitely don't want to go
with
them.
Oh, I love the crinkles.
Well, that was fun. And I think you know what's going to come next. We want to hear from you, the people. How do you feel about music? Post Malone, Luke Combs, guy for that. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Hey, thank you for being here. Truly means the world. All right, I don't mean to be dramatic, but that is who I am. Of all the pickles that our listeners have been in, that they've, you know, brought us into, shared with us, asked for advice, this one is stressing me out, giving me heart palpitations. I maybe have a gray hair because of it, more than any other. So this is a voicemail from our listener, Tina. She is in an impossible situation.
That's true.
I think. So we're going to play you what she said, and then we'll talk about it. And she really needs some help, okay?
So one of my friends, my best friend, she's about to, like, break up with her boyfriend. Things just, like, aren't working out. But honestly, she's nervous, so she keeps putting it off. But I happen to know that her boyfriend is trying to propose on the 4th of July. So, like, I don't know. Should I tell her? Like, oh, you need to do it now. Like, tell her his plan? Or should... I don't know. Because I'm not going to tell him, like, oh, hey, don't do it. She's going to break up with you. And so, I don't know.
Oh, good Lord in heaven. Tina. I mean... I think Logan and I might have different opinions here, but we both agree that Tina can simply not sit back and watch this dumpster fire happen. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, she's got... I hate getting involved. I feel like I'm very... a big advocate for, hey, that's not your issue. Stay the heck out of it.
You are, yes.
But he brought her in. And it's her best friend.
Totally.
So she has to say something. And this is where I think we disagree.
Okay, to who?
She has to say something to her friend.
Wow.
Yes. She can't... If she talks to the guy, she's on the guy's side.
Mm.
She's got to ride for her girl.
Right.
So I don't think she says, hey, guess what? Steven, whatever his name is.
Oh, you brought Steven into it. Don't bring Steven into it.
Taking you to this park on this day at this time. No. I think she simply says, hey, you know how you're thinking about breaking up with Steven? You need to do that now. Yeah, I can't tell you why.
Logan.
But you need to, if you are serious about that, you need to do it now. What?
That's very obvious. That's basically telling her.
And she should. She's planning on breaking up with someone. The guy's planning on proposing.
Mm-hmm.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid. There's no time to wait.
Okay. See, I think she tells the guy. But where we differ is by telling the guy, she's not... on the guy's side. She is trying to avoid a terribly awkward situation for her girl, for her bestie. And when I say tell the guy, I don't mean, what are we naming this girl? Let's call her Mary. Mary's going to break up with you. She's wanted to break up with you for a long time. She's just been a little coward about it. She's kicking the can down the road. Don't say that. I would say, you know what? Mary is going through some stuff. And I just don't think this is the best time for you to pop the question. And that's all I'm going to say. And you can take my advice or not. If I were you, I would take it.
I think it's a terrible idea. That leads to secrecy. If he's the boyfriend. The boyfriend's going to be like, what do you mean? It's not a good time. That's my girlfriend. I know everything there is to know about her.
Yeah, but you don't.
Yeah, but...
You don't, big guy.
Yeah, I don't think so. Having any conversation like that with the boy is getting involved in the relationship. I think you got to pick your side. And that's the girl, and that's who you deal with.
Okay. Are you listening? What do you think Tina should do? Should Tina tell her friend that the boyfriend plans to propose to her on the 4th of July? Or does she tell the boyfriend, hey, don't propose on the 4th of July? It's a bad idea. Or does she sit back with her popcorn and watch this unfold? Because it's really not her problem.
It will be a very interesting 4th of July.
It certainly will. If you decide to do that, Tina, just make sure the phone's out. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
Okay, yeah, we do want to see it. 603-749-0975. So Tina's bestie has wanted to break up with this guy. She's kicking the can. She's putting it off. And now the boyfriend wants to propose on the 4th of July. What the heck is Tina to do? It's a tough situation. 603-749-0975.
Life is good today.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. So our listener, Tina, left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app, which, P.S., you could always feel free to do. Boy, is Tina in a stressful situation. Here's the tea. Her best friend has been meaning to break up with her boyfriend for quite some time, but she has been putting it off. And now the boyfriend confided in Tina that he plans to pop the question on the 4th of July. If we're crunching the numbers, that is a week from today. Or maybe next Friday. Whatever. It's soon.
Very soon.
So Tina is like, what do I do? Do I tell my best friend what's going on, that he plans to propose and to break up? Do I give the boyfriend a heads up? Or do I just stay out of it, sit back with my popcorn, and watch this absolute dumpster fire? 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. What's up, Erica? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sister friend. How's the day?
Good. Yours?
Very good. So what do you think poor Tina should do?
If I was Tina, I would tell my best friend, or maybe I would say to her, like, hey, I have a feeling he might propose soon, or I wouldn't tell her maybe the specific day, but kind of just give her like a heads up, like, hey, this is the thing's gonna happen. Maybe she'll actually break up with him.
That's a good point. And girls do not gossip, but they talk a lot. So, like, I have a feeling that it's a very natural conversation to say, "Hey, I think this might happen soon." That's not giving anything away, but it's also protecting your friend from being in a very uncomfortable proposal breakup combo.
But does it give the sense of urgency that we really need right now? Because this is happening next week. So I think if she's like, I think he might propose, that's not really saying you have days. You have days to end this.
Yeah, but you can stress it. Right? Can't you stress it like, hey, you really need to think about it ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's a way to articulate it, the urgency.
Okay.
I think so, too. Yeah.
But either way, Erica, you say Tina says something to you. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are trying to help out our listener, Tina. Oh, poor Tina. Is she in a pickle or what? So she left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. If you missed it, this is what she said.
So one of my friends, my best friend, she's about to, like, break up with her boyfriend. Things just, like, aren't working out. But honestly, she's nervous, so she keeps putting it off. But I happen to know that her boyfriend is trying to propose on the 4th of July. So, like, I don't know. Should I tell her, like, you need to do it now? Like, tell her his plan? Or should, I don't know. Because I'm not going to tell him, like, hey, don't do it. She's going to break up with you. And so, I don't know.
Okay, so there you have it. What the heck should Tina do? 603-749-0975. We're taking your calls. Well, hello there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Darcia.
Yeah. First of all, love. Second of all, what do you think about poor Tina and her situation?
So I think Tina needs to talk to her friend to find out why she wants to break up the boyfriend. Because maybe he's been acting strange and aloof because he's nervous about proposing.
Mm.
And he doesn't want to blow the surprise. So if it's that, then there's a reasonable reason for it. If it's because he's being a juror and he's done something stupid, then it makes sense. But I think Tina needs to talk to her to find out why break up with him.
I just can't imagine a couple being at the point of engagement and they're or at least one of them is ready to get married. And the other one, you know, you say maybe he's being aloof and maybe he is a bit nervous, but like he shouldn't be nervous enough or aloof enough to break up, to cause a breakup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How aloof is he being?
Like, how nervous? Like, how nervous can he be?
If he's not paying attention to her, or if he's just been avoiding her, or not wanting, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the situation is,
right.
But I think Tina needs to have a conversation with her to find out what the situation is and why she's looking to break up with him.
That's fair, Darcia. And men do act aloof when they have a proposal planned because it's consuming and it's all they think about until they do it.
Right.
Love the take, Darcia. Thanks for the time.
Love you, guys. Bye.
Love you.
Love you, girls.
I really am feeling like girly today. All right.
Just shave the beard, Logan. Well, just commit. Right. Hello. Thank you for holding. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Lisa. So what do you think about Tina and her situation?
Okay, I don't think Tina should say anything to the boyfriend because the boyfriend already says, well, I know her. That's my girlfriend. I know her so well.
Yep.
And then that's going to leave a wedge because he'll go to the girlfriend and say, is it something you're not telling me?
Yes.
And then she has the opportunity to say, yes, I've been meaning to break up with you. Thank you for opening this dialogue for me.
No, that's
messy.
It
could be, but then it could also turn around that she could go to Tina and say, I can't believe you told him. So I think she should just go to Tina this weekend and tell her, tell the girlfriend. Tina should tell the girlfriend that just go up to him and say, I need some time. This isn't working out for me. I just need some time. And just leave it open-ended right now. But I wouldn't go to the boyfriend.
Well, she should have said that a long time ago. She's putting it off, and now we're in trouble. Now we got a 4th of July proposal on the schedule.
I know she needs to do it this weekend.
This weekend.
TV's got to go away for the weekend. She needs to drop this information to her bestie.
And then leave town.
Run
away. To Canada.
She does.
I love it. Well, thank you for taking the time, Lisa. It's really great to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Be good.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
No, I feel good about that. I think we helped Tina. At least I hope we did.
I don't think we did. And sometimes we do these topics where I just don't think that we nailed down an answer, but I do think the majority of people were saying
she has to say something.
Keep it into the friend. Don't venture back to the boyfriend. Is what I was gathering.
So the moral of the story: good luck, Tina. You're on your own, kid.
Yeah.
Let us know
how 4th of July goes.
Absolutely. Godspeed, love, and light. Okay, it is time. Hey, speaking of 4th of July, 4th of July weekend.
Oh, really good segue.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
they're not all good.
For you
can't knock them all out of the park, but that one was pretty good. We are giving away Old Dominion tickets, but they are coming to Guilford 4th of July weekend. 603-749-0975. This is the moment that you call us if you want to play Can't Beat Kira.
What it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Mimi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What is Mimi short for? Or is that your full name?
That is my full name.
I love that.
Really? Your legal name is, I'm assuming, M-I-M-I?
Yes, you spelled it right.
Wow. You spelled it right.
That is such a cool name.
Mimi, we pick you to play Can't Beat Kira today, and it's time to kick me out. Can you do it?
I think I can. Kira, please get out of here.
All righty. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Mimi. You got some multiple choice, and you know what? All the multiple choice are only two options.
Okay, 50-50. So
should be an easy round for you. Question number one. The original Redneck Woman, whose only number one song was called Redneck Woman, is Gretchen Wilson or Reba? Because I'm a redneck woman. Come on. Who sings it?
Reba, I believe.
Question number two. The New York Yankees retired Derek Jeter's number. He was a 5-time World Series champion that wore what number jersey? Was it number two or number 99?
I knew you were going to ask a sports question. Let's go with 99.
99. Question number three. This billionaire with a reality TV show about her and her family is set to play the villain in the next Bratz movie. Is it Kim Kardashian or Amanda Bynes?
Kim Kardashian.
All right. Kira is coming back in. Well, I just waved her in, so she takes a minute because she has to leave the room. Mimi, how you feeling? Not good, I can tell. I can tell by the tone.
Uh-oh. Like, confident, not confident. I don't know. I'm jealous.
Kira, it's all a every question's a 50-50 chance. So
may the odds be ever in my favor.
The odds are right down the middle.
Okay, that's right.
Question one. The original Redneck Woman is who? This is the only song of hers that went number one. Was it Gretchen Wilson or Reba?
Gretchen.
It is Gretchen. Reba. I mean, Mimi said Reba. Reba said Mimi, and Mimi said Reba. One for Kira, zero for Mimi. Question number two. It is a sports one, but 50-50, don't get angry.
I don't get
angry. The New York Yankees have retired Derek Jeter's number. He was a 5-time World Series champion that wore what number jersey? Number two, number 99.
Two.
Two, says Kira. Two is the right answer. Whew. Mimi said number 99.
Oh, man. It's tough. It's tough when it's a 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah. Two Kira, zero Mimi. Question three. This billionaire with a reality TV show about her and her family is already set to play the villain in the next Bratz movie. Could that be Amanda Bynes or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian is correct. She's honestly a perfect role.
Perfect role.
I don't know anything about Bratz, but I feel like that's the perfect role.
But Kim Kardashian can't act very well.
Well, she's a brat. It's perfect.
That's true.
And they got those big lips, I think.
They do. And the big eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say she has a lip for it.
Totally.
Final score will be 3 for Kira, 1 for Mimi. Mimi, we do need the phrase of shame.
My name is Mimi. I'm from Pittsfield, and I cannot beat Kira.
Hey, Mimi, real quick, I got to tell you, Kira and I were talking about this earlier on the show. You know, sometimes we can tell when people cheat.
And you know what you didn't do today? You didn't hesitate. You didn't cheat. You didn't try to look it up on your phone while you were searching for the right answer. So for that and for you being you, we're giving you the tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really can't because I'm driving with my phone, so can't look at it.
Well, that's good. So safety first. You kept those hands 10-2. And for your integrity, you're going to see Old Dominion.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It is Kira and Logan in the morning, and the time is now, my friend, for a brand new episode of Second Date Update. Are you ready? Then let's go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. And Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on number one for New Country 97.5 WOKQ, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Let's get to the good stuff. Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, my guy? So Logan and I were just reviewing your submission, and we're really hoping that we can help you out with Kara. Do you mind kind of filling in our listeners on what's going on in that department? Let's start at the beginning. How'd you meet?
Kara's just a friend of a friend. She actually works with my friend's roommate. I've seen her out a couple times since we kind of live in a small town. And we were actually just randomly sitting next to each other at trivia the other week. And, we started chatting, having some side conversations and just kind of making each other laugh. And I was like, wait a second, I kind of like this girl. I mean, I liked being around her. I asked for her number and we texted. She gave me hers, obviously. And we just kind of continued some of those inside jokes that we had started making during trivia. And I'd explain, but you kind of had to be there, you know.
We get it. Yeah, we get it.
Inside joke.
Yeah, it's that kind of flirty banter. It continued, and so I asked if she wanted to go to the Kittery block party with me, and she did. So it was just really nice. We had a great day. We walked around, you know, listened to music, got a few drinks. I bought her a coaster from this local artist she liked, and she thanked me, I don't know, maybe 20 times for it.
Wow, really, that's smooth. Good for you.
Love the coaster. Nice touch.
Thank you. I thought it was a good move. So, yeah, she walked over from Portsmouth, and I asked her if she wanted to ride home, and she said yes. So we talked on the way home about how we should meet up again, and I've texted her a few times since, but I haven't heard anything at all. She just has gone completely dark, and I wouldn't be so bothered, but she's usually on it, texting me back, like within 5 minutes. So this seems really out of the ordinary, like she's intentionally trying to send a message that she's not interested or something. But I thought it was a 10 out of 10 date. Like, it was the perfect length of time. We kept the conversation kind of light, but also not surface level. I don't know. I had no notes, and I wouldn't change a thing. And
no notes.
I'm just surprised.
It sounds like it's only been a few days of no contact, but because of your contact before then and how, you know, quickly she would respond, like, this is raising some red flags. You're like, okay, the date happened and now she's not responding. Don't feel good. Don't feel right.
Yeah, that's exactly it. If I didn't know better, I might not be bothered, but it just seems out of character.
He knows better.
He knows better. We don't know any better.
I
so.
Guess I don't, because I don't know what's happening.
Well, that's where we come in, Sean. We got your back.
Yes, we do. So I don't know if you've heard this segment before, Sean, but what's going to happen now is we're going to ask for Kara's number. And we're going to play a few songs here, and we're hopefully gonna get a hold of the lady and ask her to come on the show. And we're hoping that it's a big fat misunderstanding and that we can send you on another date that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. You just never know. Dating out here is hard. Communication is difficult. We're just trying to bridge people together and make love happen. That's what we're about.
Wow, Kira, nice.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for part two of Second Date Update. All right, Logan, we did it. We got a hold of Kara. She has agreed to come on the phone and talk about her date with Sean. Kara, welcome to Second Date Update. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So what's the dealio?
What is the dealio?
Sounds like you two had a pretty good time at the Kittery block party. He bought you a coaster and everything.
We did have a good time, and it's a lovely coaster. He seems like a good guy, and I feel like my reason for not really wanting to go out again is might sound a little stupid.
Well, let's hear it. Teach their own.
Yeah, what's the reason?
He drives a Cybertruck.
Okay.
Tell me more.
Yeah, and it's not just like what it means to drive a Cybertruck in America right now. Like, it feels like a political statement. even though like the whole Trump Elon bromance is over, but they're just so ugly and I don't enjoy the ride in a Tesla. The looks you get from other people, like everyone on the road hates you when you drive one of them. Mm.
So we're judging a man by his car.
Yeah, I got a question, Kara. Call me crazy, or don't, but how would you feel if he drove one of those cars that got two doors, the tiny, like a smart car?
I wouldn't love a smart car.
I guess what I'm asking is, does what he drives matter?
It's specifically that it's a Cybertruck, like, and he seems a little bit obsessed with it. Like, that kind of gave me the ick. Like, when we got in, he was like, have you ever been in one of these? Oh, you're in for a real treat. Like, listen to how quiet it is. You can barely hear it. Yada, yada, yada. And, like, it's smooth, I guess, but I don't feel great in that kind of car. And I just am kind of like, why are you so proud to drive this hideous thing? Like, it just turns me off, and I don't know that there's a way back from that.
So what we didn't tell you, Kara, is that Sean is on the phone and he did hear what you said. And with your permission, we would love to bring him in just so he has a chance to talk to you and have closure. He really liked you. Would that be okay?
Sure. So he heard all that?
Yeah. Hey, Kara, I'm here.
Hey, Sean. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call your car ugly in public.
It's all right. I don't live under a rock, you know. I know how people feel about Cybertrucks. They are definitely not for everyone, but I bought it so I can wrap it up with my company's logo and, like, you know, get some advertising. I know Cybertrucks kind of catch the eye of people, so I just thought it'd be good for marketing. I can only speak for me, but I'm just really proud that I bought it. I saved up for a long time, and I just wanted to be able to get one, and maybe I just went overboard with how excited I was about it. You know, once I get going about something, I kind of can't stop. And if I remember correct, I think I was word vomiting on you about this car and all the features, and maybe I should have sensed that you just didn't care about that.
I mean, the giant windshield wiper was cool. I haven't seen that before.
Right? It's sick. Thank you.
He said thank you.
He's like, it is cool.
Yeah, you like that windshield wiper? It's a big one.
Yeah. It's a biggie, jumbo.
Well, you know, it's like when someone compliments your dog, you say thanks. I didn't make the dog, but still, what else do you say?
No.
Right.
No. Anyway, it is my car now, and it's pretty new. I'm not going to be getting another car. So if this is a deal breaker, we probably shouldn't pursue it any further. But I really did love our time together, and I was hoping we could see where it goes.
What a great guy.
I have to agree.
She is dragging his car, and Sean just took it off the chin.
He did, yeah.
Good for him.
I feel bad that I wrote you off for what is apparently a wicked stupid reason, so I do get protective of myself, and I don't want to get hurt, so maybe I look a little hard for red flags.
Do I smell another date coming?
I don't want to just, like, make up a reason to not see someone again and bail. And I am trying to break my own pattern here, so, yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome. These guys said they'd pay for a second date. If you're down.
We will.
Oh, well, if they're buying.
Yes. Awesome. All right, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yay!
Nice. And she gets another peek at the biggest windshield wiper north of the Mississippi, baby.
Okay, hold on, you guys. If you are a fan of Second Date Update, you like it, you love it, you want some more of it, we want to remind you that they are available for your re-listening pleasure, for your sharing pleasure. If you want to send it to a coworker or your significant other, just search Kira and Logan in the Morning wherever you listen to podcasts. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan. It is the morning time, and we have been stressing the fact that this is the last week we are giving contest codes for this Morgan Wallen experience. So every contest code counts. And if you missed the one that happened at 8:20, we just can't be having it. We can't be having it today. So, Logan? Want to tell the people what it was?
253. See what I did there?
Nope.
No, you didn't. You didn't even hear it. Anyway, 253 is the contest code. 253.
So get your app out and good luck. I'm from 97.5 WOKQ. We're getting a call here. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Who dis?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to call because of the date thing going on that the second date.
Yeah.
Talk to us about it.
I mean, I really wanted to say that, you know, if the girl has a problem with the truck, then why don't they just take her vehicle?
It's true.
It solves everybody's problem and they both get along so great that they should enjoy each other.
That's valid.
Yeah, well, at least they are going on a second date and they're going to see where it goes. And that's better than how most of these end up. If you listen, then you know.
Yeah, definitely.
A good idea.
Yeah, yeah. They'll work out who's driving and maybe she'll get over the Cybertruck thing. She seemed to like that windshield wiper.
Yeah.
For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We have Lydia up in here, as well as a few of our other co-workers. Yes. Lydia, what's pissing you off?
So I have backstory. I have a cat. Me and my roommates have cats. Like, my roommate the other day was like, oh, like, we're gonna go to Grammy's house. I think that is so stupid. I think it needs to stop at, like, pet mom. And that's it. I don't think it needs to be like, oh, your auntie, like your uncle of like your dog. What?
Mm, okay. Okay.
So do you understand what I'm saying about
Logan? Logan, is Vicky like Miko and Larry's grandma?
I guess. I mean, I'm not really attached to it, but here's what I'll say. For people who don't have kids, it gives them fulfillment, I bet.
Like, I guess kind of, but like...
Like, it doesn't... Like, I get it. Like, I would never be, like, stressed. Like, I would never say we're going to auntie's house over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, if I was bringing my dog to Kira's house, for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm auntie material.
But, no, I just said I wouldn't do that.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I found the compliment where it wasn't there.
Uh-huh, exactly. but also, like, why does it annoy you so much?
Yeah, like, I guess that this has more nuance to it because, like, my roommate was saying both our cats are going to Grammy's house as if it was, like, her cats.
Oh, so it's territorial.
Okay, here's the issue. This ain't about Grammy. This is about your roommate.
No, but this also pisses me off in my own family, too. Like, I have a dog, or, like, my family has a dog.
Maverick.
He's a handsome little guy. And my sister is always like, oh, yeah, like, you hanging out with Grammy? Like, I'm like, cut the baby talk. Like, that's a dog. Like,
you just called him a handsome little guy. So
that's different.
What? Do you? This is like so hypocritical.
Because I'm not saying, oh, like, I'm his like aunt or his like sister. It's just a handsome guy. I would call that to many different things that are living.
Yeah, I can appreciate that as well. Although I will now also speak out of both sides of my mouth and say it really warms my heart when my parents, like, they don't do it every time. Every once in a while, they'll just refer to my dog and my brother's dog as their grand dogs. I'm like, I think that's really cute, but I would never be like, to your point, like, really beating the dead horse with like, oh, these are your human family, when it's like, you got us. Like, yeah. You get what you get and you're stuck with us.
I think Lydia was more aggravated with her roommate for taking her kitty into her little family when she was really Lydia's family.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. And no surprise here, Logan and I found ourselves in a very heated, controversial debate that is very relevant right now because it is summertime. And we decided to welcome in the tribe to see where they all stand. So let's play their theme song.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of Tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
Logan and I are definitely on opposite sides of this.
Okay.
So with fireworks, what do you like in the background? Do you like silence, like you just want to hear the booms and the cracks and the snap or in the crackles, or do you like to have like a playlist while fireworks play? What are your thoughts, Rachel?
I've never thought about it before, but I definitely prefer the playlist, especially for 4th of July. We should be cranking up some patriotic music. Mm-hmm. It should be all about the encompassing the whole celebration. But I guess, like, if someone's just, you know, shooting a couple fireworks here and there off their dock, then, like, please don't blast your music. So, like, if it's a big to-do, play the music. If it's, like, a couple drunk guys that are like, oh, look what I found in my basement. Let's set these off. I really don't want to hear whatever trash music you're listening to.
Go ahead, Lydia. I think I know what side you're on.
I'm on the no music side.
Pop off, girl. Why?
Because the fireworks are, like, that's the main focal point. Like, I don't need it to be crowded by music. And also, let's talk about, like, beats lining up. Like, unless you are going to curate that... I was going to say a bad word, but I didn't.
But I didn't.
But unless you are going to curate like a firework timed like musical experience, I don't want to anything to do with music. And also the finale, like I don't want that to be crowded by music. That's like the beat itself is the fireworks. Yes, Logan.
100% I'm in agreement with that, Lydia. And obviously, Logan, you agree with that too.
Wholeheartedly.
No music. It's all about that bangs and the that, what's that, sizzle. Like,
it's the best one?
Yeah, I agree.
The willow tree.
The
willow tree. I'm popping in because to Lydia's point, the willow tree firework.
That one's pretty.
It's a very fake
sizzle
on the way down. And if you got... God bless the USA in the background, like, you take it away. People can be talking during a fireworks show, and I will say, hey, it's 10 minutes. Shush. Let me hear.
Silence.
Let me soak this up. It's like, it's audio, it's visual. You can feel the pop. You can feel the heat sometimes. Don't ruin 10 minutes of fireworks with talking and music. You can do that anytime.
To Logan's point, though... People want to talk and like narrate and be like, oh, these ones are my favorites. Oh, I love the lightning one or whatever it is. And I'm like, I would rather hear a nice playlist, not overpowering. I still want to hear the sounds. It's very loud. So you are going to hear it even if you play music at the same time. I feel like it enhances the experience and makes people feel like they don't have to talk. Because it does annoy me when people are narrating each one. Don't need it.
Pardon me. I've never really experienced people narrating, but what I do love is...
I have,
right?
Yeah, no, and it's like, I get it. You like the whistling one.
But
we all do. Shut your pie hole.
Okay. But I like when I hear people go, ooh, ooh. I love that. That's the soundtrack.
I think like Katy Perry sing Firework. That's better than your oohs and your ahs.
You're going to get 20 drunk guys singing Katy Perry's Firework if that's in the background of fireworks.
It's fine.
That's even that makes it all the better.
Because
now they're adding to my show.
No. They're screaming the drunk lyrics to fireworks in the plastic bag in the wind. You're like, shut up and let me watch my willow trees.
And your attention is taken off of what is meant to be the main focal point of the night.
If I don't hear Lee Greenwood at some point over my fireworks, I'm like, I'm not even feeling emotional right now.
Did it even happen? Count?
Logan and Lydia, we don't go to see fireworks with these two. We go just the three of us because they'll ruin our time.
And Rachel,
God bless the USA.
We definitely don't want to go
with them. Oh, I love the crinkles. Well, that was fun. And I think you know what's going to come next. We want to hear from you, the people. How do you feel about music being played during your firework display? Do you feel like it enhances the experience or does it take away? 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Fireworks, music during fireworks, yay or nay? How do you feel? Give us a call on 97.5 WOKQ.
Then bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little
good. Chaboozy. Good news on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. And this is the last time we'll talk to you this morning. I know, feel sad, but don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow for a Feel Good Friday.
Michael Jackson.
It's time for compliment. I didn't know if you were continuing.
If only people could see really what we do here.
Yeah. It gets wild. It gets weird. It is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks at New Hampshire. I am doubling down on an opinion that was not popular. It's not popular, but it's how I feel. Mm. So our listener Tina left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app where basically her best friend has been talking about breaking up with her boyfriend, but she's putting it off, kicking the can down the road. And now the best friend's boyfriend confided in Tina that he plans to pop the question 4th of July next week. So Tina's like, oh God, I can't sit back and watch this dumpster fire. What do I do? Do I tell my best friend that he's going to propose and she needs to break up with him? It's now or never? Or does she tell the boyfriend what's going on? Or does she just sit back, relax, and enjoy a freeze pop while this all crumbles? And I said, and no one agreed, literally no one agreed, I think that she should tell the boyfriend, not outright, not say, hey, my best friend wants to break up with you, but just say, hey, I don't know that this is the right time for you to ask this. You know, the bestie that you want to propose to has some stuff going on. And I'll leave it at that. It's just, I'm going to tell you it's not the right time to do this. That buys your best friend a little more time, and then she can break up with him, and it's at least not going to happen on the 4th of July. That's what I think. I know most people think that she should say something to the best friend, but that would be my suggestion. And that's that.
And that's that.
And that's that. So what do you have, Logan?
Speaking of 4th of July, I'm doubling down on a take that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Music and talking don't blur.
They simply don't blur
during fireworks. When fireworks are happening, I don't want the drunk dudes screaming. I want to, unless I'm one of those drunk dudes. But for the most part, I just want to sit and watch the 10 minutes of fireworks. I think they're really unique. I think that anything extra takes away from them. So just knock off the music. Let me hear the sizzle of the Willow Tree fireworks coming down.
Oh, sizzle. I like that you said that.
I like that. That's what I like.
That's what he likes. He doesn't want music clogging up his fireworks show.
I get music all day, all day. I listen to music all day.
Yeah.
I don't need it for the 10 minutes of fireworks.
Fair, my guy.
Thank you.
Fair. All right. On that note.
We out.
We out. Jeannie Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Logan and I will return tomorrow and be chatting with you live on a Feel Good Fry.
Yes.
But And don't you forget it all day long today. Who loves you?
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.